Welcome into the 5 o'clock hour of News on the Hill this Tuesday afternoon. I am Brighton McConnell. Thanks so much for joining me. Let's get you caught up on all of the local news that we have so far today, as well as a big state update that we got a few hours ago. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper shared that the state's stay-at-home order will be extended, but with some eased capacity restrictions. He announced a new executive order that is the latest step toward allowing more people to gather at businesses and events as coronavirus trends have decreased and vaccine efforts across North Carolina continue. While the order does still require face coverings to prevent the spread of COVID-19, here's what Cooper said will change starting on Friday.
Some places will be able to increase capacity up to 100% indoors and outdoors with safety protocols in place. They include museums, aquariums, retail businesses and shops, salons, and personal care shops. The new order will allow some places to increase capacity up to 75% indoors and up to 100% outdoors. They include restaurants, breweries, wineries, amusement parks, gyms and pools, and other recreation establishments. Additionally, the new order will allow some places to increase capacity up to 50% indoors and outdoors. That includes bars, conference centers and reception venues, sports arenas, and other venues for live performances.
Additionally, Governor Roy Cooper announced that the statewide stoppage of alcohol sales past 11 p.m. has been lifted. And he and Dr. Mandy Cohen said that schools beginning to welcome back more students into the classrooms is yet another encouraging sign of how the state is progressing past this COVID-19 pandemic. Locally, Orange County schools approved a calendar Monday night to soon move into Plan A instruction for some of its students. Following the district's spring break next week, elementary students will have the option to do full in-person learning for 4 days a week. The school board voted on the change to better comply with the state government's new mandate that this Plan A model has to be offered by April 1st. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools approved their own calendar for this last Thursday, which is also a four-day week for certain, a four-day in-person week, I should say, for certain elementary school students. That is also set to begin after their spring break, the week of April 5th. For both of those school districts, too, middle and high school students will remain in Plan B options or fully remote options for the rest of the academic year. If you want to check out details on those calendar changes, as well as the school's general responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, you can find those on chapelborough.com. Turning to some reporting from WRAL, they reported today that a teenager was injured in a hit and run over the weekend Saturday evening. So they said a 14-year-old was struck on Church Road near Fordham Boulevard while riding his skateboard, and they report he is in some pretty rough shape with a broken arm, broken shoulder, and some brain swelling, although he is expected to recover. Chapel Hill police are investigating the incident, as they confirmed to Chapelborough this afternoon, and they said that they are going to continue to work to get some more information around the case and hopefully put out a call to action for the community in just a little bit. But another severe injury to a pedestrian after a collision with a car, and this is yet another in a series that we've seen pretty recently in the town of Chapel Hill, leading them to put out a release today saying they hope to improve traffic safety in Chapel Hill by having police monitor high-density crosswalks over the next few weeks. In other local government news, Carborough's new arts center is one step closer to becoming a reality after the town council approved its conditional use permit last week. The arts center has been at the heart of Carborough since its founding in 1974 and has been at East Main Street for decades. But with a move outside of the downtown area and with plans to build a brand new facility, the nonprofit needed to clear some stormwater rules first. 97.9 The Hill's Elle Karas has more.
The Arts Center is set to build a new home across from Owassa near the intersection of Jones Ferry Road and Barnes Street following the purchase of the 1.3-acre site in January of 2019. Plans for the $5.5 million center are far different than the building it currently occupies on East Main Street, which used to be a Piggly Wiggly grocery store. The new site will include studio and performance space as well as approximately 40 parking spots. The Arts Center spent 2 years looking for suitable land in Carrboro before securing a contract for the current site.
It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful building. There's going to be some parking on site, a lot of bike parking on site.
That was Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle. She said there was a delay in the approval of the Arts Center's conditional use permit because the project sits on what she calls a challenged piece of property. The property currently meets two of the town's 3 stormwater requirements for controlling peak runoff and for water quality treatment, but exceeds the annual runoff limit.
We had to kind of consider all the stormwater requirements that we have in place, and their very good plan met almost every aspect of our stormwater regulations. It was impracticable for them to completely meet one of our really kind of technical stormwater requirements. But in the view of, you know, a majority of the council, we felt like it was still the right place, the right time, the right piece of property.
According to the Arts Center's executive director, the new 2-story building will take advantage of its natural setting, incorporating arts into the environment, and preserving over 30% of the existing trees. Trees largely surrounding a stream that cuts across the eastern half of the site.
So it's going to be great. There's going to be a lot of room for programming. It's going to look beautiful. They're going to, you know, work with the community, the neighbors. That was another aspect of the plan that they really had to work on, was how are they going to accommodate the neighbors that will undoubtedly see a difference in their neighborhood.
Lavelle said some neighbors are concerned about both vehicle and foot traffic that will arise from the center. She said the Arts Center has held several community meetings to address resident concerns. You can learn more about the Arts Center's new home on chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.
Taking a look at sports here, the Tar Heel football program began their spring practice series today, returning players for several practices to get a jump start on preparing for the upcoming season, which is a very highly anticipated one for head coach Mack Brown, who was rewarded, as well as his staff, with contract extensions on Monday. For his 3rd season at the helm of the team, Brown is going to be leading a Tar Heel roster that has its most anticipated and most impressive collection of talent yet. After going 8-4 in 2020 with a trip to the Orange Bowl, Carolina returns 18 of 22 starters, including nearly all of its defensive players and, of course, star quarterback Sam Howell. And that, of course, is not even mentioning the talented freshman class that is coming in, some of which have enrolled early and are participating in these spring practices for the next month. The practice series and spring program will culminate with the spring football game, which is set to be held April 24th. With the beginning of these spring practices this morning, the program announced that former star running back Natrone Means has returned to Chapel Hill and is joining the coaching staff. Means becomes the 8th current Tar Heel assistant to have played for head coach Mack Brown at UNC during the 1990s, and he is the 6th coach on the staff with NFL playing experience. He's going to serve as an offensive analyst for the Tar Heels after spending last season as the offensive coordinator, assistant head coach, and running backs coach at Fayetteville State. Prior to that position, Means was the running backs coach for 6 seasons at Winston-Salem State. The UNC softball program announced on Tuesday today it has postponed this weekend's 4-game series against Georgia Tech due to ongoing COVID-19 issues, and it's the 2nd straight series that has had to be postponed because of those, as the Tar Heels announced last week they would not be playing against Florida State over the weekend. Next up for the Tar Heels program is another 4-game series scheduled to be against Clemson on the road, set for next Thursday, April 1st. We'll have to see if that series is able to be held as the softball program continues to recover from what appears to be a mild COVID-19 outbreak. Turning to Carolina basketball, former UNC champion and multiple-time NBA champion Danny Green and the university announced today that he has donated $1 million to a Carolina basketball scholarship to help provide a position and fund a position for players to play, and Danny sharing some really kind comments, saying it's a great way for me to honor something I'm very passionate about. And it was an easy decision for me, because if I can help a kid and help the program that means so much to me, why wouldn't I? Carolina is in my blood, and it's an honor to be part of it. Of course, this donation comes on the heels of Roy Williams making a similar one not too long ago, but exciting news there for the UNC basketball program. And exciting news locally, as we had two men's programs at local high schools face off in lacrosse last night in the state playoffs. East Chapel Hill High defeated Orange High 15-12 to advance to the semifinals on Wednesday. Our own Dakota Moyer photographed that game, and he's got a great photo gallery shared on chapelboro.com. The women's program for ECHHS has also been great this postseason, and they are also playing in the state semifinals on Wednesday, too. So good luck to both of those programs, and we will be excited to see what the results are Wednesday night. Our community in Orange County is continuing to remember and cope with the death of six Asian American women who were killed at Atlanta area massage parlors 1 week ago today. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger spoke with us here at 97.9 The Hill about her reaction to the violence in Atlanta, as well as how to better support the Asian American community here in Chapel Hill.
There's just no place for this kind of violence in our country, and we can, you know, we really condemn these kind of hatred acts. It's just so hard. We still don't know all the motives behind it, but it's really taking a toll on our Asian community, and we have such an amazing Asian community here in our own community, and we want to make sure that they understand and know that we're here to support them. We value them. We want them to feel safe, and if they feel threatened or discriminated against, there's the North Carolina Asian Americans Together organization. It's a www.ncaatogether.org. For a safe place to report these things. And, of course, our police department and crisis unit, they're here to help. We want to make sure that, that our Asian community members know that they're supported and cared for and respected and valued. You know, we really value diversity. Diversity makes us stronger, because when you bring all those different perspectives together, you get so much better outcomes that are just good for everyone. And I don't know why we're scared of diversity across the nation. In our community, we love it because we understand how wonderful it is. So my heart goes out again to anyone who's feeling scared or threatened or has had an incident, and we want to make sure you feel safe and report it and know that we are here to help you.
Once again, that was Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger speaking there. If you want to hear that full conversation where we chatted about many things going on around our community and specifically the Chapel Hill local government, you can head to chapelboro.com. Just scroll down to the News on the Hill section of our homepage and look for Conversations with the Mayors. Turning to some other local government news, Orange County Animal Services announced today they have received their first positive rabies test result of the year, as it came back from the North Carolina State Laboratory of Public Health. The incident involved a bat and occurred right here in Chapel Hill when some residents came home and discovered a bat flying around in their house. They were able to secure the bat without any direct contact, according to Animal Services, and then the family called Animal Control, who arrived and removed the bat for rabies testing. It is the first incident of 2021, as I mentioned, of a positive rabies test, but the county had a good bit last year. They had 8 positive cases reported and 6 positive cases reported in 2019. Some exciting news here. Congratulations to Carrboro's own Catherine Peters, who won Jeopardy last night, and she's going to be appearing again tonight to defend her title. Peters is, in addition to being a Carrboro resident, the executive director for UNC's Center for Information Technology and Public Life. In Monday night's episode of the long-running game show, she took a pretty commanding lead in the Double Jeopardy round, and to finish off of her clinic performance, she also correctly answered a final Jeopardy question relating Shakespearean plays and the United Kingdom labor strife. She earned more than $20,000 during her first show. Very impressive. It'll be fun to see how much she can earn again tonight. So congratulations once again to Carrboro's Catherine Peters on that.